Shalom, Australia. Israeli Air Force jets attacked an anti-aircraft battery well inside Syria on Monday morning after the surface-to-air system launched a missile at Israeli planes over the skies of Lebanon. Israeli planes were flying over Lebanon as part of a routine reconnaissance mission on early Monday morning when they came under attack by the Syrian anti-aircraft battery. A few hours later, the IAF sent out a separate sortie to attack the anti-aircraft battery located some 50 kilometers east of Damascus. The Russian military, which is allied with Syria and operates there, was notified in real time ahead of the Israeli airstrike. The SA-5, also known as the S-200, is a Russian-designed anti-aircraft system that has been in use since the late 1960s. The IDF says it holds Syrian dictator Bashar Assad's regime responsible for the fire. Iran's military chief of staff, Major General Mohammad Bakheri, said on Wednesday at a meeting with Syrian Defense Minister General Fahd al-Fraj in Damascus that Tehran would not tolerate violations of Syrian sovereignty by Israel and vowed that the two countries would jointly fight against Syria's enemies. The United States called on Thursday for Hamas to disarm and renounce violence before being allowed to implement its unity deal with Palestinian rival Fatah in the first detailed response to the agreement signed the previous week in Cairo. White House Mideast envoy Jason Greenblatt welcomed the Palestinian Authority's impending return to the Gaza Strip as part of the renewed reconciliation efforts with Hamas, but said any Palestinian government must unambiguously and explicitly commit to non-violence, recognize the state of Israel, accept previous agreements and obligations between the parties, including to disarm terrorists, and commit to peaceful negotiations. Israel's Security Cabinet on Tuesday said the government would no longer hold peace talks with the Palestinian Authority following the reconciliation agreement it reached with Hamas. Israel hosted what might be the last UNESCO conference here this past week when UNESCO chairs, including representatives from Brazil, Macedonia, New Zealand and Russia, gathered to explore mysticism and identity ahead of a public forum on naming the sacred, which dealt particularly with UNESCO's treatment of religious claims to Jerusalem. Participants challenged UNESCO's representatives, who are political appointees, to listen to their experts from the field of history and religion and to inform themselves about Jewish, Christian and Muslim claims to the Temple Mount. Many described UNESCO's recent resolutions negating the Jewish and Christian claims to the site, as well as distorting Islam's position, as ignorant, disgraceful, regrettable and scandalous. Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox protesters launched major protests against the arrest of draft dodgers on Thursday, capping a week of road-blocking actions and scuffles with the police. The Haredi community does not recognize the authority of the state to recruit them, so refuses even to go to draft officers to officially be released from army service. Dozens of protesters blocked Jerusalem's Shabbat Square, a key intersection leading to several ultra-Orthodox neighborhoods. Protesters there burnt rubbish and pushed it into the street. A second protest was held at the corner of Jaffa and Sarai Yisrael streets near the city central's bus station, with demonstrators blocking the light rail. 40 people were arrested for failing to obey police. Earlier in the week, police were accused of using excessive force against ultra-Orthodox protesters. Comparisons were made to the way that the disabled, who are also engaged in road blockages as part of their campaign for pensions to reach the level of the minimum wage, are being treated. Ultra-Orthodox spokesman said that there was a silk glove used for the disabled, yet for the ultra-Orthodox, it was a boxing glove. Meretz leader Zahava Galon announced on Wednesday her intention to resign from the Knesset, saying she wants to dedicate the coming months to leading Meretz and changing the party's election system. A large number of Gazan youth broke through the security fence yesterday and destroyed tons of agricultural produce in a nearby Israeli yeshuv. The number of men suffering from cancer in Israel has dropped in recent years and is now lower than the rate for women, with newly released data attributing it to a dramatic reduction in colon and prostate cancers. For the past 25 years, female cancer rates have remained steady at 275 cases per 100,000, with breast cancer constituting a third of those cases, followed by lung and colon cancer. For men, the fall in colon cancer rates from 43 to 30 cases per 100,000 and in prostate cancer from 40 to 80 diagnoses per 100,000 is most significant. Cancer is Israel's top cause of death. It was announced this week that Israel's NR Gene, the only company in the world to map the genome for bread, pasta, and wild MR wheat, has successfully identified a mutation that causes colon cancer by means of a full analysis of a human family's genomic profile. CEO Gil Ronen said, "Usually genetic screening to find mutations can take years, and the success rate is low as you find several suspect mutations. Uncovering the right mutation takes painstaking work. Our system did it in 1 week, and we got one answer, and it was the right one. It was a perfect match." Less than 2 months after being acquired by pharmaceutical giant Gilead for $12 billion, Israel-based biotech company Kite Pharma obtained U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval this past week for the cancer treatment drug Yescarta, which is aimed at a treatment of certain types of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Yescarta utilizes white blood T cells and reprograms them to fight cancer cells. It is considered a major breakthrough in cancer treatment. And in news from Bar-Ilan University, it was announced this week that researchers have identified an enzyme that supports the survival and dissemination of metastatic cells, and developed a synthetic compound that targets the enzyme and kills the metastatic cells in mice with cancer. Their research has just been published in the journal Nature Communications. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.